Mother Ethel are back on tour following the release of their critically acclaimed third album, Triage. Head of the tour, mastermind behind the band, Jake Webb, caught up with Breakfast Tom Mann. He began by asking how the tour has been so far.
It was really good. We just got back the other day from the UK, and I'm literally heading to rehearsal right now for... yeah, this Australian run, which should be really exciting.
And so the album obviously came out February, but how long has it been since you sort of finished recording these tracks?
Yeah, probably August or July the previous year. So I've been sitting on it for a while in between.
And how have the songs sort of changed in your mind since last August and July, and then heading out on tour and then approaching this run?
Well, I think the only thing that's changed is that they've just left my mind, you know. They'd occupied it for so long until then, and then they just became songs to figure out how to play in a live context with a band. And then I guess they're starting to become something else again as I start to sort of play them and you know, wrap my head around them again over a long period of time. That's sort of what happened with songs from the previous albums and EPs and things, and I kind of discover new little things about them as I've had some time away from the real meat of recording and writing them, if that makes sense.
Like a sort of conscious and maybe important part of the process to get away from them for a while so you can rediscover them in a different way?
Well, I mean, I think finishing the record is for me... yeah, a closure on the songs. So I don't return to them. I don't really listen to them much more after that when it's just from a technical perspective. And obviously writing it, it's so, you're sort of so buried in all of those songs that it's nice to get some reprieve. But that's not to say that some songs kind of creep back in and I think, wow, that's there's something there that's extra, you know. As far as Triage goes, I think it's still too close. It hasn't been long enough yet for that to have happened.
On the note of leaving songs and then coming back and rediscovering him in that way, are there songs that from the first two records that have evolved over time in the live set?
There's some that we've played for that have evolved over time and that it's time for them to leave our live show. Some that have become other things, and yeah, I think there's all manner of all that has happened over the years, especially because the band has changed quite a bit over the years as well. So I think for some songs from the first record, it wasn't until we were a five-piece or even a four-piece that we could actually really play them correctly. So there's that side of things, and also... yeah, I think some songs just mean a bit more for me than others as well, for some reason that I can't even quite put my finger on.
Now, outside of musically, did you have any sort of hopes for this tour, anything that you really wanted to convey or achieve with this tour?
I always kind of just want to achieve the same thing, and that's, I've always got an idea in my mind as to how I want the show to flow. Well, that's always my goal, is to bring a show to an audience and not so much just like a best of or like a karaoke night where people can come along and sing to their favourite hits. You know, you want things to sort of breathe and you want things to, yeah, have a little bit of drama about them in a way. So, yeah, that's kind of what I set out to achieve with every show.
And I just saw a video of you posted recently playing Post Blue in the Perth Concert Hall. So is there something particularly special about playing in spaces like that in your hometown?
Yeah, for me that was quite special. That I've seen some of my favourite shows ever there and spent some time as a kid kind of in and out of that building. So that was quite special, yeah. I think for me, seeing music in a concert hall setting is... it's sort of maybe my ideal environment to see music. So, yeah, it was nice to be able to make some music in such a space.
I wanted to know, how many instruments do you play?
I just picked started playing the duduk, so that's another one. I don't know. I don't play anything particularly well. I can play a bit of keys and drums and guitar and anything that has keys or you hit with a stick or has a string on it. And apparently a bit of woodwind now as well, enough to make some sounds.
How long have you been playing a bit of woodwind?
When I was a kid, I played a bit of clarinet. So I got bought as a gift. Actually, probably one of the best gifts I've ever received is this duduk a couple of months ago, and I took it out on tour, and during sound check, I just started practicing more and more. It's my new little passion, is to play this little duduk. It's great.
And is that how you have picked up so many sort of instruments, sort of picking them up and sort of fiddling around with them and finding passion for them for an amount of time?
I think so. I'm torn between diving into like a regimented practice sort of routine and just keeping up my just like a little bit of practice on everything, you know, because there's so much you can do in production to save yourself. I think it was in the Ryuichi Sakamoto video. I have a documentary recently where he's just talking about using computers and how, why would I practice something every day for 10 years when I can just get a computer to do it? So somewhere in between the two of those is where I sit with instrumental prowess.
And Triage, this latest album has been one of my favourite albums of the year, an opinion I feel like lots of people share. Do you have personal markers of success for your work?
Absolutely. Personally, I think that Triage is the best of the three. And I like to keep trying to just, better myself. And I don't know explicitly what those markers are, but improvement, I think, is the main goal.
And sort of given that you are, as you said, fiddling around with that new instrument during soundcheck, are you beginning to think of new music yet, or is that not a place that you can be in while you're in the middle of a tour?
Unfortunately, because we kind of take on like most of the touring sort of logistical things while we're out, it's just not something that's possible really lately when we've been out on the road, you know. I can't really write any music while I'm driving for 12 hours sometimes, so it's something I like to try. Like, I like to try to do on the road is to make music and think about music, but there's just not so much time. So in between the touring, I think, I've been working on other music and putting plans in place to get that music. It's what I love to do, and sometimes I feel torn, like pulled away from it when I'm out touring and on the road. But at the same time, being able to play music with human beings is also a real pleasure.
Well, Jake, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you. That was enjoyable.
Jake Webb from Methyl Ethyl was speaking with Breakfast Tom Mann ahead of their tour next week on the 27th of June.